Hey, everybody. Brother Goodwin here, Prophet in the Spotlight. We once again got Brother Phil Hauser sitting right here in the studio. He's the first guy in 5.5 years in last week's program, if you were watching. He's the first guy in 5.5 years to stand up in the studio.
Come up hither.
He got so excited, he stood up. And so we're doing week two here. We're going to continue on in Revelation chapter 6. We're going to give you a few things in the book of Revelation to spark your interest, okay? He's got a CD here that I want you to go and get if you don't have it. 3 CD set. This is good stuff. He goes through the entire book of Revelation on these discs. Good, clear audio. You're going to enjoy it. And all right, so get ready, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds. Everybody, welcome to the show today. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're ready to meet the Lord because he's coming soon. Phil told me he knows when. No, I'm kidding. And he's coming soon. Whether we can figure it out or not, we're in the final moments of the church age. I want to remind you about the CD. Professionally done. You're gonna like it. It's on the website. You can see it right there above my head there. And go and get that if you don't have it. You'll enjoy it. It's Brother Phil going through the book of Revelation. We won't go through all the introductions again, how we met 10 years ago, things like that. We did go to Alaska together. I don't know if we told the folks that. Stood on the Temple Mount together.
You went to Alaska?
Not Alaska. Israel.
Do you say this stuff all the time to these people? Oh, my goodness.
went to Alaska to the Temple Mount. Where did that come from?
Now, wonder you need help. Please come help me.
Israel, Alaska sounds the same, right? Israel, Alaska. We went to Israel in 2017.
That was a good trip.
And your wife and my wife, we had a time. Now, I'll never forget, I've told this all over the country. We're sitting on the bus. We're going to Bethlehem. Checkpoint, Palestinian, and you and your wife are sitting across the aisle from me and my wife, and here this guy comes down the aisle, security or whatever, for Palestine.
All 60 of us.
He doesn't say a word to anybody. He's looking back, and he's looking at everybody. He stops right in front of you, your seat and my seat.
What is your name?
That's what he said. What is your name? Said it to you, and I'm sitting there, and I'm wanting to say, you don't know him. That's Jason Bourne.
He was almost in trouble.
Yeah.
The Palestinians, they won't let them be armed. So I was sitting there, and the two guards come up and ask me my name, and I was just waiting for them to tell me to get off the bus. And that would have been a great, great video for this show, brother.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that's just one story. I could tell some more, but we've had some interesting times together. And so let's look at some stuff in Revelation here.
One thing I wanted to say, this is an audio book that explains itself. Every other audio book, you're just going to get read to. This takes every verse and explains it in an audio book. No other audio book does that. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
All right. We left off last week with, I think we talked about that fifth horseman, but we didn't talk about the four horsemen. No. Is that where you want to start?
Oh, well, we were just running through. Just hitting chapters, right? Okay. We can hit 6. We were on 5. We can hit 6.
Yeah. So talk about the four horsemen real quick.
Of course, the four beasts saying, come and see. I always love that. You have an animal with 1,000 eyes, and he always says, come and see. And the eyes open up. And can you imagine what John's like, what am I going to see with an animal I can't even describe with 1,000 eyes? He's going to show me things I've never seen. Amen.
Yeah.
So we got these horses, and they all are different. But it starts out with a white horse.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve a white horse, brother. That white horse is a lie. Yeah. He is a liar. That crown is given to him by liars and thieves and murderers. He doesn't even fight for it. All right? He comes down. He's just welcomed. Okay? He's trying to be the fifth horseman. You and I both know that. He is nothing but forgery and copies.
He's a counterfeiter of everything
that
God has.
He is. Yeah. He's trying to be Christ. Christ comes with a sword out of his mouth, right? He's going to speak creation in reverse. That's what I think. Okay? Water has a collective property, right? I can get a penny and I can put 80 drops of water on a penny. You know that? The skin. Lord's going to take that property back. And that's why the blood goes to the horse's belly, right? We have a collective property. He's going to speak that out of us. That's the sword to come out of his mouth. This man has a bow, but it's worthless. He's all talk, dude. There's not even an arrow.
No arrows.
No. Christ can speak everybody dead. This dude doesn't even have an arrow. All he can do is talk trash, not speak death.
Now, this is the Antichrist.
Yeah. Yep. He's trying to be Christ, all right? So the Antichrist comes on the scene, the white horse. Oh, they say, he's the one, right?
And they crown him.
Oh, yeah. As crowned king of the world, what does he bring to us? Oh, prosperity. Oh, peace. Oh, another horse.
War.
That's what he brings.
Yeah.
He brings another horse.
Yeah.
He comes in a white horse, pure, full of great ideas. I'm going to have peace with Israel. I'm going to do all these things. What a beautiful horse. What a golden crown. You know what follows him. And I saw him, behold, a white horse. And when he had opened the second seal, come and see. And there was one another horse that was red.
Yeah.
And power was given him to set on and to take peace from the earth. He doesn't do anything except take. He doesn't give anything, you know? This guy on the white horse has promised, he's a politician. Oh, you can get free health care, right? You can get free Obama phones, right? We can get government health. He's taken, just like the government does. The government gives out stuff because they take it from real men and give it to everybody else, okay? Same thing. Red horse, he takes the only thing that they have left on there. They have no hope. They have no salvation. All they have is peace, and that is taken from them.
Look what it says. Take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another.
Of course.
And there was given unto him a great sword.
That's not even Satan killing each other. This is Satan polluting the minds. This is Christ's spirit leaving the earth, and every bad man decides, I don't like you. Well, I don't like you either. I think I'm going to kill you. He takes peace. He gives nothing except war. Yeah.
And then you got the third horse, the black horse here.
Yes, sir.
And he's a result of the red horse.
Of course. You got death. You got bodies. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Pair of balances in his hand. That means the highways are blown up. There is no more cargo planes taking off. All the Norfolk Southern is off the rails, brother. There's no food. There's no water. People are going to starve.
A measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. We got famine here.
That's a whole day's pay they're talking about. I'm going to work by the sweat of my brow all day long to do what? To get a plate of food so I can work by the sweat of my brow all day long to get a plate of food.
Yeah.
If I want to work all day long, I get a crap plate of food, but my kid gets a crap plate of food too of lesser quality. All day long, you work to live, to work, to die.
And then the fourth horse, a result of that one, the pale horse.
Of course.
Disease and all that.
Everything's rotten, dude. Everything. Yeah. You can't burn the bodies fast enough. They're just stacking up. That's the chloros, right? Clorox, green. That's just rotten.
Now you're rotten. From Alaska, and you're a big hunter, fisher. You live off the land. Listen to this. This pale horse, death and hell followed him. Power is given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword. That's war. With hunger, that's people famine, starving to death. and with death and with the beasts of the earth.
That's the worst.
The beast of the. Now you've had some encounters with some of the beasts up in Alaska.
Some encounters with me too.
Not in Israel, but Alaska.
Yep. Yeah, that's the most dangerous thing on this planet, other than a Marine and his rifle, is a pack of wolves.
Yeah.
The most dangerous thing in the ocean is a pack of orca. All right? God's going to leave this world, and the prince and the power of the air is going to say, come, Fido. 180-pound wolves that we have in Alaska, great wolves. Timber wolves are 60, 70 pounds, or double. Can you imagine 19 wolves, knowing their rank and file, coming for you?
Yeah.
Coming for you. That's all these beasts, all these brown bears, 1,400-pound brown bears, are coming for you.
I need a bigger magazine in my pistol.
If you're in a boat, the blue whales are coming for you, brother.
Yeah.
They're going to knock that boat over with their tail. You're out there surfing. Ah, yeah. The great white is going to come for you every time. You'll never surf again. Nobody will ever accomplish anything.
Yeah.
The orcas will tear your little dinghies up. It's unbelievable, brother.
All right, while you're picking the next topic here, sure. I'll just tell the folks, get this CD. It's on the website. You will enjoy this. And what you're hearing right now, this is what's on here. He gets passionate. He shares a whole lot more stories than what you're hearing right now. And so get that. And by the way, don't forget, we are viewer-supported here at Protestant Spotlight. If you like our show, if you enjoy the things we give you about the end times and some of the guests that we have, we need you to be a partner with us. We need prayer partners. Pray for our ministry. Pray that we can reach more people.
Amen.
And pray for the work on the books and materials that we're working on right now to produce and get out to you. And but we need financial partners as well. It costs a lot of money to be on television. And so give that some prayer, and if you can help, that'd be great. All right, where are we at, Brother Phil? Where are you at? What are we
at? Well, we're just chopping through. We're at 6. We'll just go to 7.
Okay. All right.
7. I've got written down angel with a seal. Isn't that cool?
Hmm.
I've heard that somewhere else, right? Is that 23? Let's look at Revelation.
There's no 23.
20 verse.
Oh, 20 verse 3. Okay.
That's like when I said the fifth horseman the first time in your show, you're like, shut up, you idiot.
There's no fifth horseman.
Yes, there is, Daniel. All right. 20 verse 3. This is talking about the great chain in his hand, angel come down, latch told the devil. You always think the devil's real tough, right? Oh, he's going to fight God. He sent one angel and whooped him, brother.
One angel.
Yeah. I'll just send one of the hired hands from the house, right? Okay. 3. And he cast him into the bottomless pit. This one angel, okay? And shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. All right? So in 7, we've got 7:2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having a seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees. We have sealed the servants of God in their foreheads. You ever see those old shows about Rome, right? He's sending a letter to Caesar.
Yeah, and they seal
you
that
know
thing.
It. He's got his ring, baby. Yeah. I can see that angel right now coming. He's a coming, boy. What? And the devil's like, whoa. And you can see that seal on his forehead.
I'll tell you what I can see.
What?
I can see on national television my security guard busting my desk here in his excitement. It accidentally hit me in the forehead.
Ah, you're insured. But that's what I see. This ring seal, right?
Yeah.
And he comes and lays a hold of the devil. I think he punches him right in the face because we get sealed by the great God in our foreheads.
Yeah.
I believe that angel pops him in the head and puts a seal on his head, dude,
yeah,
and throws him down. I do. That's Marine Corps talk, but that's what I'm hoping happens anyways. Amen.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, that's 7. You want to keep going? We got time.
Yeah, we've got 10 or 12 minutes. Yeah,
if we had 12 minutes. That won't last long. Oh, let's go to the next chapter.
We can get to the end of the book in 12 minutes, can't
we? If you be quiet, I will. All right, how about 8? Chapter 8, we'll go to the next one. 8:8. There's so much stuff. I'm just grabbing something, all right? There's the censer. There's the angel, fire in the altar, seven angels, trump, the hail, the blood upon the earth, all the green trees. I'm just going to 8, all right? And the second angel sounded, and it's where a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third of the part of the sea became blood. It is a great mountain. Can you imagine John sitting there and the beast saying, come and see, all the thousand eyes, and John seeing something, and he's actually looking at it, brother, and he doesn't know what he's looking at. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
God showed him. The beast said, come and see, the beast full of eyes. He's seeing things he's never seen or thought or heard of before in his dreams, and he's doing the best he can. God says, write it down. There's this huge meteor asteroid burns through our solar system, breaks through our green gas, through our CO2, comes in our atmosphere, catches on fire. The friction's so hot, it is on fire. He doesn't know all these things. He doesn't know our atmosphere is trying to destroy it, right? He's just seeing a mountain because he don't know what to call it. There is no word of an asteroid. It's not a word yet.
Yeah.
He's seeing an asteroid, God said, like a cigarette butt at us, brother, and it's coming, and he doesn't know what it is. So he calls it a burning mountain. All right?
Yeah.
If you look, we still got time. Okay. If you look at 1821, everything locks together. You know that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 18. Let's go to that one. 1821. And that's not a year. Okay. That's the 1821. All right. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city of Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. What did he just throw in there? A great millstone. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a millstone is, right?
Yeah.
It's bigger than me, and it has a hole in it, okay? And you have to push it around. It's round with a round hole. So if I get this millstone, and it's flat and round, and I drop it in water, the water is going to explode 360 degrees, and out of the center, it's going to come up out of the center. The water is, right? It's going to come up and mushroom. What does that look like to you? If John would see a nuclear explosion with everything around it,
a mushroom cloud,
and that hole in the center of that stone shoots up water to a mushroom cloud, that would be a great millstone cast into the sea. He doesn't know how to, a nuclear chain reaction, he doesn't know how to write that down, all right? He doesn't know that this neutron is slid inside these protons, and it can't happen. So it has a chain reaction. And that energy that's released is the same energy they took to slide it in. So it releases the energy, and it slides more in. He doesn't understand this. He's like, that looks like a millstone dropped in a lake to me, right?
Yeah.
That's a nuclear explosion he's seeing, brother. It's blowing out 360, and the center comes out of that millstone hole, and it mushrooms. He just saw the end of the world.
Wow.
But he does not understand how to write it down. He's a simple fisherman, and he's seeing the end of time.
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful, brother?
That is.
The millstone. Looks like a great millstone to me. Looks like kind of like a nuclear explosion to me.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever heard that?
I have not.
Amen. How much time we got?
And I also have never seen a guest in my studio twice in one show stand up.
If that's the most exciting thing in your show, brother, hey, I'm not sure how many watchers you've got.
Come on now. My viewers out there, was that exciting or what? Was you expecting
to get up? Funny stuff.
Man.
If that's exciting, me standing up, you should have me back, brother. I'm trying to be nice. All right. That was 8. How about 9?
9 is one of the most alarming chapters in all the Bible.
I love it. We can take, your 20-some minute show online. I know you and I could. You and I could take half of nine and make a 20-minute show.
It's the middle of the tribulation.
Yes, sir.
And Satan loses access to the throne of God. He's going to be cast out. It's all right there.
There's so much happens on 9. 9:1, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him. Was there male and female stars? I didn't know that. I just thought they twinkled.
Yeah, I always joke, it's a star, but it has a little hand holding a key.
Like Hardy's, the Hardy star, right? This is Satan. Satan fall
like lightning fall from heaven.
I'll tell you something. I bet you never thought of this, right? Satan is a fallen angel, okay? He falls like lightning, okay? That is a measurable speed, okay?
Yeah.
That's a measurable speed. If you go back to Daniel, all right? I was sent to you as soon as I heard your prayer, Daniel.
Took 21 days.
He traveled at the speed of light since the beginning of the prayer, okay? Well, the 21 days is a different part. I'm talking about when he started the prayer. When I first started the prayer, I came to you. If you read that prayer at a normal speed and time yourself, 30-some seconds, 30-some seconds multiplied by 280-something, that's how far heaven is away. That's a roofer because I do tape measures. But you ever thought about that?
No.
I didn't think you had.
No, that's above my pay grade.
Isn't that cool, though?
Yeah.
If you could figure out how many seconds it took, because as soon as you start praying, and you got the prayer, and at the end of the prayer he shows up, time yourself praying it. And that's how many miles away. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's another dimension, I know, but it's something to think about. Yeah. Amen?
It's interesting.
It is. I thought they'd get you. Satan fell like lightning. You got to stay focused here, brother. We've only got 6 minutes. All right? And he opened the bottomless pit. And there arose a smoke out of the pit as a smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And there was given unto them the power of the scorpions of the earth to have power. And it tells how long these locusts actually reign. You know what I'm saying? And if you ask that smartphone ears or whatever, I call it Beelzebub. But if you ask Satan, he will tell you that the average life of a locust is in the Bible right here. Is accurate.
Is it 5 months?
Yes. I think it's about 6 months is the average life of a locust. Because they come up and they get wings and they shed their skin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyways, how long we got? 5. Okay. And to them was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented for 5 months. That is some of the scariest things I have ever read in my life, and they will seek death, and it will flee from them. Is that not scary to you, brother?
Yep, I talk about men will jump off buildings to commit suicide.
Can you imagine a man putting a gun to his head?
Pull the trigger.
And his eyes and the bridge of his nose come out, and he screams to God to let him die. And all he is blind, brother. All he is blind.
Yeah.
He's not able to die. He doesn't deserve death. He deserves to be tormented. Death is peace. Death is finished for him. He doesn't deserve to rest. He doesn't deserve death.
They'll be tormented like that for 5 months. Nobody dies during that 5 months.
Amen.
And this is God's
because
wrath.
Everybody wants to die, and God's not letting you have
men
your way.
Men shall seek death, but death will flee from them.
Can you imagine? The only thing you want in life is to get away from life.
And they don't realize death means
going to hell.
Hell.
Well, I think they're in hell now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right there, because they're begging to die and they can't have their
way. It's certainly a piece of it. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's hell on earth. It is.
And that's what I call the chapter in my Revelation study guide.
It is.
Hell on earth.
Oh, that's right. It is. Yeah,
The pit is open.
Yep.
And I believe these scorpions, I believe they're symbolic. I think these are devils that are released from the pit.
Of course they are. Yeah. That's exactly what they are. Jude warned us about that, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Chained in outer darkness.
Eternal darkness. Yeah.
Until
the day of judgment of God or something, yeah. I think it says. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
We talked about this the other night.
Yeah, we did.
We're not sure, but this could be
the
Jude thing. This could be what that's talking about.
I think so.
And this is the in my gospel tracts that I wrote. Time is running out,
mm-hmm.
and they open up like this.
Sure.
I use that. I use the rapture, and I use hell on earth, the Revelation 9, to try to get people's attention to be saved. And of course, time is running out. And once that trumpet sounds, that's it.
Amen.
Nobody's saved for the first half.
Yeah, you have to survive to have a chance.
Yeah.
So.
And if you've rejected Christ, you probably won't get a chance.
Yep. How about, well, we're running out of time now, ain't we?
Wow. We got a couple minutes. So
all right.
A quick one or two here.
How about the next chapter, right?
Chapter 10.
10. Yeah. And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. And a rainbow was upon his head. Now, we saw the rainbow round about the throne of God. So this angel, right? I use that term loosely, okay? Has the same as God does around his head. Not just, it didn't say God had it around his head. It said it's around God's throne. But this angel has it around his head.
Yeah.
And his face was it were the sun. Haven't I heard that somewhere?
That's bright, yeah.
Haven't I heard John say, sun and noonday, and I fell as if I was dead? Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
This is God. His feet as pillars of fire. Didn't John just say something about his feet of shining brass that's going to appear? That's no angel, brother. I'll tell you right now, this angel you can worship. All the rest of the angels are like, whoa. Last time that happened, something bad. You don't worship angels. This is no angel, brother.
I call this in my study guide, Jesus and the little book.
That's it. This is Christ, brother.
Yeah.
There is no way around that. Yeah. It's Revelation is vague, all right? It's meant to be vague.
Yeah.
We look through a glass darkly, all right? This is Christ. Brother, we're almost out of time.
This has been exciting. It's been fun. We've laughed a little bit, but there's some rough stuff here. People that we know,
yes,
may go through this.
You know it.
Neighbors.
This can't go on for another 70 years, brother.
Some of our family members may face this.
Yes, sir.
Folks, if you're not saved, you better get saved. Time is running out.
Amen.
Your loved ones, your mom, your dad, one of your children, sister, brother. Can you imagine one of your children, you get to heaven in the rapture and one of your children is not there?
That's right.
Contact us if we can be any help. Okay? Keep your eyes on them skies.